everybody holds. Henichu bekufsa, and you put it away in your dresser, you put it away in your drawer, divrei hakol tamei. Then everybody holds it's a choshev kli. Rashi henichu bekufsa goli daiti the choshev lei. This is the pshat in the Mishnah Kelim. You put this handkerchief into your dresser, your show claw, you want to use it, that has a shem kli on it. Lo nech leku, where's the machlokes here? El shetolu b'mogid. You hung it up on a hanger, on a hook sticking out of the wall. Oishenichu liakuri hadelis. You hung it up on the back side of the door, on the other side of the door. Is the shal, is that called your machshav to use it or not? We have lezer sava. Me the loizoka bashpa, since you didn't throw it into the garbage, diet the alavayu, it's a right, you still want to use it. Even though you didn't put it into your drawer, you only put it on the hanger, or you put it on the back of the door, that's called the chshivas, you still want to use it. Therefore, it's makabel tumah. Oh, my korolei shloimin amuchin. Why does Reb Lezer say whether this beggar is muchin or not muchin? What does shloimin amuchin mean? It means legabe kufsam lav muchnu. Means even though you didn't hide it, like put it in your dresser, so that's why it's called shloimin amuchin. It wasn't set aside for you to use it as if you put it into your dresser. Still, since you didn't throw it into the garbage, it's still called a kli, and it's makabel tumah. That's Reb Lezer shita. We have Yeshua Savanein. Since this handkerchief you did not put in your dresser, is betulei batli, you mevatlit. Or my korolei muchin, why is it called muchin? You didn't set it aside, you didn't put it in your dresser. The Torah says, legabe ashpa muchinu. Since you didn't throw it in the garbage, but you put it, you hang it up on a hanger, or you put it on the back of the door, that's called mina muchin. But still, since you didn't put it in your dresser, it's right, it's not choshev enough to you, it's not called a kli. Since the emissin is less than gimel tzvachim and gimel tzvachim, halte b'shua, it's not called a kli, it's not makabel tumah. We have a kiva makes a chilek, it depends. Petoli b'mogud, if you hang it on a hanger, that's you machshev it a little bit. That's sofa k'rev Eliezer. He holds like Reb Lezer, that's called you machshev the beggar, it could be makabel tumah. V'niche yachuri adelis, but let's say you hung it only in the back of the door, sofa lo k'bishua, that's not called a choshev a beggar. That's not enough to be. To makabel tumah. So that's the machlokes in our Mishnah. Where you have this beged that's less than 3 by 3 tvachim, and you hung it up on the door. Is that called you're making it? That since you didn't throw it in the garbage, it is makabel tumah. That's Reb Lezer shita. And the Bekiva says no. Since you didn't put it into your dresser, it's not the makabel tumah. Is that the machlokes in the Mishnah? Of the Zot Gemara Yishinova Hodavei Reb Akiva Legavei Reb Yeshua. Reb Akiva himself was choizer and holds like Reb Yeshua Shita, that what that's not makabel tumah. Mimai, what's the raya? Omar Rova, mi diktoni, the Mishnah says, psilas habeged. It says in Lashon, psilas habeged. My ear with the toni, psilas habeged, listne psilas shalbeged. What does that to say? A strong Lashon, psila of a beged, psilas habeged, the psila is a beged, let it just say psila, a piece of material, a piece of wick that came from a beged. My psilas habeged, the adayin begedu. Even though it's still called the beged, but still, since you didn't put it the kufsa, he holds not mekabel tumah anymore, it has no shivas to it. But leshrashi shel beged, mashma shekitla mi beged. Ha beged mashma shekofel ha beged atzmon sholem. You folded up a beged sholem. Lenin had loka kudiktim liel. Time of the Rebbe Lezer, the boy psilam rechas, fetidlik yofa. That the way we're coming out, this terrace is like we said before. If you could use it for Shabbos not to light with, that's tolling of Lezer Shita, that you have to burn the wicks before Shabbos or not. And the loch, if a tumor is a makabel tumah or not, that's this new machlokes. We have beggar that's less than gimel or gimel, and you didn't put it into your dresser, you just hung it up on the back of the wall, on the back of the door, is that enough shivas, your machshav, it should still be called a beggar, it could be makabel tumah, just how we have a lezer, and the Bekiva says, no, it's Torah, it's not called a beggar at all. Since you didn't put it in your dresser, anything else you did with it, it's not called a choshev a beggar, and it's not the makabel tumah. Zok the Mishnah. Lo yikayv adam shpuferesh o beitza. Shpuferesh o beitza means an egg. You can't take a hollow egg-like and make a hole on the top of the egg. Lo yikayv adam, don't make a hole. Shpuferesh o beitza in the hollow part of the egg. So I think Rambam says shpuferesh means the harder part of the shell of the egg. That's the top part of the egg, they say, is muharam. V'yimalenu shemen, and fill it up with oil. V'yitnenu al pi haner, and put it on top of your ner of Shabbos.
In other words, the mold used to have nerus, used to have a cup here, and you have shemen inside it, and on top of this, and you used to have a wick here, you used to light Friday. Now, on top of this, you're afraid you didn't have enough oil, the whole cup would only burn 1 hour. You want to make sure it light much longer. So on top of this, you'd put like another cup that will be dripping down a little bit of oil, because the oil will be dripping down into here. So Kseidah, this is like be filling up throughout Shabbos. So you did this all before Shabbos. So Mikra din of Adit should be mutter. Since the oil by itself is dripping down into here and will burn longer, it should be mutter. So if the Mishnah is exeri, you should do it. It's exeri, it's lo yikavodim, you can't make this hole in the eggshell. Be a malenu shem, fill it up with oil. Be a neno al pihaner bishul shemen atefes. Today that on Shabbos, to say the oil should be dripping down to the bottom there. Be a filu hi shacheris. Even if this not a shferish of beitzi, not taking an eggshell, be taking a kli cheris. And you're filling an earthly kli and filling it up with shemen, still it's awesome. Rabbi Yehuda matter. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know it's muti. He doesn't know if it's gzeira. So Trashi, shetei menatefes v'yiskayim haner, shetei hashemen mitavtev kol shor. You're doing this purpose that this oil should drip down into the nair. It'll burn a much longer time. The toich haner. V'taima. Why does the Tanakhama say it's awesome? Mishum gzeira shemen yistapik hinenu. Maybe in the middle of Shabbos you come to use the top shemen. You figure it's not in the nair itself. It's in a container by itself on top, just dripping down. Now you want to use shemen on the table. In the middle of Shabbos you come to take this top shemen and use it. The chiv is a trash you should say in there, but since you're maktzer it, you set it aside that this oil should be used to fall into the nair. Chayev mishum mechaber. So Rashi is an issa posha derisus mashav Rashi as mechaber, taking out the fire. Even if this hole, if this kli, is made out of a misa kli cheris, the misa lay, it doesn't look nice, gazrinim. Still we make the gzera. It's as far as say, since the oil is in a misa kli, maybe you wouldn't come to take it out and use it on Shabbos? No, still we have this gzera. So Rashi is a bekiddush. You have this top kli that's dripping down. Rashi's mask, if you take the oil out of this top kli, there's an issa b'mechaber. So the Rishonim is that there's no list of Mechaba. Mechaba on the Gemara and Beit says that if you have the wick coming out of this Shemen itself, if you take out oil from the nair itself, that's an list of Mechaba. Because the more oil there is, the better the light burns. By taking out some oil, you're making the light burn a little bit less. So that's called B Mechaba. But that's only if you take the oil out of the nair itself. But here, the nair is burning by itself. On top, you have shemen dripping down. What should be wrong with the shemen dripping down? So a lot of Rishon learn it's only gzera, it's only a gzera l'gzera. It's only the rabbonim it's also. Either like Rashi first said, it's a muksa dikalocha. Since you're maksa, the blood's muksa. A call upon him for Rashi's lashon's mashmas and isa diraisa. And who adin is a Russian Shabbos, a Russian Beitz also like that. That's an isa diraisa. Since the start of Chapa Nafkimina, not saying Aloch Lamaisam, there's a Santa Shail, at least from Moshe, he doesn't say the Ferish is Mutter, but at this time, privately he holds his Mutter. The Shail on Yontif, if you want to shut off the gas on Yontif, we have a lot of cook on Yontif, so you have to turn the fire on. What about shutting off the gas, is that Mutter or not? So still hate when Moshe won't say it's Mutter. In Ferish, he wouldn't tell you it's Mutter, Mefakfek, but he tells it's Mutter. Why? Because all you're doing is, you're just stopping the flow of the gas to come in. And now the fire is going out by itself. If that's not cold, you put out the fire. You just stop the flow of the gas to come in, and it goes out by itself. That's not called Mechava. I think they say, that will come out, you won't say, from this Rashi will be Yosef. That's not much this case here now. You have this top nair, where the shemen is dripping down into the bottom nair. So if Rashi, if you take away the top shemen, there's an Issa Mechava, you're putting out the bottom fire. So here, when you have the gas going, when the gas is on, all the gas now is aiming to go into the fire. By you shutting off the gas, you're like taking away the top oil, like this Rashi's case. So well, it's not so posh that it's mutter. You have to find different eitzes, hechatimtzes, how to do it. Yeah. Right, so at the Mishnah, the Yehuda matter. Aval im chibra hayotze metchila mutter. But let's say metchila was attached. You have the bottom nair here, and on top of this, you attached another nair to this nair, then it's mutter. Because since it's one kli, there's no gzer you come to use a top shemen. If it's one kli, people think zikha is part of the burning oil, and you will come to use it on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. But v'nei shu kli echad, since it's attached to the bottom nair, this top holder of shemen, then there's no gzer. Right, another halacha is, lo yimala adam kara shel shemen. You shouldn't fill up a glass full of oil. V'yitnenu v'tzad haner,
right again, you have this first ner burning. Now, on the side of this ner burning with the oil, with the psila coming out, you put another kli right next to it, and you want to take this wick now, put the wick from this, the other side of the wick, from this kli into the second kli. The yitain reish hapsila b'toichai. And not to put the psila, because you have a long wick, an inch and a half long wick in the first kli. So you take the one side of the wick that's coming up that's burning. Now the other side of the wick, you'll take it and like bend it over and stick it into this other kli. So vital draw from both kalim the oil. That's also asa. Vital the same gzerim. Well, geyser that maybe you come in the middle of Shabbat, you must stop and use the second oil. So that's vital gzerim. Put it on the side, haner, v'yiten rosh hapsila, put the other end of the wick, v'toichai into the second kli, v'shvil shetesh shoeves, k'day that this wick now will be able to draw from two glasses of oil. So that's an usim the rabbonim, because the gzera vaita, maybe from the second kli, you'll take out the oil. Have you the matet, who doesn't know from this gzera? Drashi Avulim Chibra Lek Lemeches to Mishumis to Shabbos Vodumenei. Since it's one kli, Avad, everybody knows to stay away from it. Vitei Rosh Hapsila Asheni Shuyoytze Derech Hanekev Acham Shebenei Lishoy V'Shem Anim Shederech Psila Rosh Adelik Teviu Dematad Legos. He doesn't make these gzeres. So to Gemara Tzricha, we need both Chidushim in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying two different types of gzeres. One is we have the kli standing on top of the nair, and one is we have the kli on the side of the nair, and just the wick comes into the second kli. I need both gzeiras, that's awesome. The Yashminish Feferish of Beitzah, we only say the first gzeiram, we have this eggshell full of oil on top of the nair. Baal Kami Rabbanan, here the Rabbanan say it's Osir, the Chivan, the Loimi Isa, since it's not moist. Hey, the shaman is in an eggshell. Eggshell is nice, it's clean eggshell. We're afraid in the middle of Shabbat you'll need shemen to put into your salad. You'll take the shemen out of this eggshell. Abul shacheris, that's the first case. The chishul afilu yishacheris. Even if it's the top oil is not in an eggshell, but it's in an earthly kli. The meisa, when you burn, when it's in the earthly kli, it becomes meis. It's the mala kli cheris is meis, not so nice, disgusting like. Is Eima Moedle Rabbi Yehuda. I would think there is no Gzair in the middle of Shabbos, you're not going to come to use that oil that's in this Misa Kli. So I would think the Rabbanim don't make the Gzair with it. V'yashmina Shacheris, observe the Kash, let the Mishnah just say, even if the top Kli is a Cheristic Kli that's Mias, still we make the Gzairim. I would think, Bo'akom Rabbi Yehuda, maybe only there Rabbi Yehuda is Mati, because it's a Misa Kli, we're not Choshed that you come to use the oil in the middle of Shabbos. Abo Behi, but if you use an eggshell that is nice and clean, Eyomodel Rabbonin, maybe then Rabbi Yehuda is Model to Rabbonin, that it's also before Shabbos to put this eggshell on top of the Nair, that the Shem should drip down, because there he's Model to Gzair, you come to use it on Shabbos, Kamashma, no. Even there Rabbi Yehuda holds the smutter. The Yashmin of Hanatati, if the Mishnah would just say the first two cases, Pahani Kom Reb Yehuda. These two cases of Yehuda say it's Mutter. Mishum Le Mifsak. Because there's nothing in between. You have this oil right on top of the Shemin, right on top of the burning Nair. You have this eggshell full of oil right on top of it. So since it's falling right down into it, it looks like one Kli. So there Reb Yehuda is Mekel. That nobody will go and use the top Shemin because it looks like it's one Kli. Abu Korah, but you put one kli on the side of the other kli, the mystical, there's Avar in between. It's like two separate kalim. You see the two separate kalim. And you model the Rabbonin. But here, where it's two separate kalim, so maybe Rabbi Yehuda should be murdered to Rabbonin, that it should be Osir. Because people will know that it's Osir. People will think, what's burning? The first kli is burning. That's Shemin, I'm sure, I won't touch. But the second kli right next to it, since there's Avar in between, and there's two separate kalim, I would think the second kli is mutter to use. So maybe even because if Yehuda should make Gzeira, Kamash will no, if Yehuda still holds there, it's mutter. The Yashmin of if it only would have said this last case, that according to Yehuda it's mutter, I would think, for who Kami Rabbonin? Only the last case Rabbonin make the Gzeira. Because the Mamish looks like two separate kalim, the Rabbonin Achoshish people may come to use the Shemin in the first, in the second kli. Avo Bahani Tarti. But in the first two cases, where the eggshell or the kli cheres is right on top of it, so it kamat looks like one kli, a moidel letter of Yehuda, I would think the other rabbonin are moidel to Rabbi Yehuda, that it should be like mutter, there'll be no gzera, tzricha. Therefore, I need all three cases to tell me in all three cases, the rabbonim do make the gzera, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make the gzera. So, drashid le mifsak midi, shumunach betoy chalal haner lamala mikisi.
is one on top of the other. It's like the bottom has a big mirror, and the second kli is mamish right inside it. So there's nothing mastic, looks like one keli.
Mashenkin were one on the side of the other one. The mystical shere eitzel haner munachet is on the side of it. V'yesh kan hefsek, there's a big hefsek in between. V'lek lemei magufu, people won't think it's one thing. Eim moide the nigzer, maybe even if you hold, there'll be usher, because there people will come to use for that shemen. And since you set aside that shemen to be used for burning, it's a blab like muksa koponim or like Rashi. It's a kibui kamashlan through of Yehuda d'smuta. But if you attach the top shemen, the top eggshell, in chibra hayetze metchila muta. If it's attached now, it looks like one kli. Then avad with muta, because there's no gzer you come to use it. Since it's attached, it's one kli. People know all the shemen in there. Avad, you can't touch in yontif. Tana in chibra besid. If you attach it with sid, with like cement or becharsis or type of line, is muta. For the more of anan, yoitza tanan, yoitza means the people that make the kli, mashra has to be professional, stuck together. And the more my yoitza came yoitza. Not that it was done professionally, that the yoitza, the person that makes the kli, did it, but avi it's stuck tight. Avi it's not something you can pull away. If it's glued on, then it's muta. Trashi came yoitza, shechibra shaker. Avi it's glued on, it looks now like one kli, there's no gzer you come to use it. Tanya, Omer Rav Yehuda, pamachas. Shavateini ba'aliyos beis nitzah. One time I spent Shabbos in the aliyah, the upstairs of beis nitzah balut. The aviyu lanu shvaferish shabetsa. It was a meisah there that the nair was burning, and on top of the nair they put this eggshell full of oil. Umalenu shemen. They filled it up with oil. V'nikvinu. They made a little hole in the bottom of it. V'nichu apia nair, and they put a mamash right on top of the nair. The mamish the din of the Mishnah, and b'hoyu shom reb tarfen uskenim for yom ulanu davar. Nobody said anything. So the kasha, why not? The chom and the Mishnah we pass like that, but it's osur. You're not allowed to put this eggshell on top of the shemen that the oil should drip down. There's exactly come to use it on Shabbos. Amrulai misham raya from there to raya shani based nitzas this reason him. Prices was a special bias there with chashuv people. They are very zoros there. So not bias, they don't have any gzeris. Like a chiddush. Usually, once you're born to make gzeris, we say lepluga sauce for everybody. A company here was saying that one place, since they're all zrizim, they're very careful. That place, nobody said anything. But other places, about that you have the din of the Mishnah, then it's awesome. Right, another meister was Ovin Tipure, named the person, a gorer Safsola, he dragged along a chair, Valiyosa, in the attic, the shisha, that the floor was made out of shayas, made out of marble. He dragged the chair along on the marble floor in front of Yitzchak ben Alosa. Omalei, so let's just said now, Ishtuki loch, if I'm going to be quiet, Kedishtikulei, like the Chavre, like everybody else keeping quiet, L'Rev Yehuda, Nofik b'nei Churba. According to Rev Yehuda, it'll come out a big Churba. As if Yehuda Shittur is that Dove Sheini Meskavin is also on Yomtiv. So Stam is like to drag a chair along ground, it's also to do on Shabbos or Yomtiv. Because since you're dragging along on the ground, it's making a charitz, you're making a hole in the ground. It's an issa charisha on Shabbos. So even though Sein and Miskavin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shita, it's awesome. So here we're talking about now, it was a marble floor. Now on the marble floor, when you drag the chair, you don't make any charitz on the thing. So a charitz should be mutter. Still he says he made a gzera, aliyosa, the shisha, otto aliyosa, the alma. I make a gzera though, you can't drag the chairs, according to Yehuda, even on a marble floor, otto you do it, or maybe not a marble floor. Because about Enim Eskabin is also according to Yehuda, he made this gzera. Trasha the shisha, ritzpa shoshayis, to loyovet becharitz. Even though he dragged it now on a marble floor, doesn't make a charitz. Liluyam Reb Yitzchok Lefonov, Krishosl Chavre Reb Tafin Zkenim Shnifnei, Shtoy Omru Loi Dover, Dima Vehei the Mutter. If I'm going to be quiet, it's Mashma, hold it's Mutter. And Nofik Vnei Churba Zatrashi, Vyinig Heter Bedover, people be Noig Heter. Reb Yitzchok Sphere like Reb Yehuda, Reb Yitzchok himself holds like Reb Yehuda, the Dover Shaini Meskavin Osir. Something, even though it's not Meskavin, but by dragging it on the floor, if you would make a charitz, make a hole, it'd be an Isser. So you hold this exera, v'yafagav to b'shayish lo yavet charitz. Even though now that it's on a marble floor, you're not making any charitz, or v'gozu watlo yasa v'yalma. He made exera onto a regular house, a regular floor. A regular floor is made out of dirt, so if you drag the chair on the dirt, you make a charitz, of course Rav Yehuda made this exera. We don't hold like Rav Yehuda, we hold, dovashinim skavin, is muta. By the Reish Kanista Nishna, another Maisa was the Shamish of the Beis Medrash of the Shul, the Botsro, Goro Sasolo Lialuya, he dragged along a chair in the attic, Mir Yirmiya. Yeah. Mir Yirmiya Rabba. He did it, he dragged it. Omalei, come on, who do you hold like? Reb Shimon. I hold like Reb Shimon, that even though I'm dragging along on the floor, and it's making a charitz, it's making a hole in the ground, that's a shalaf and a charisha, still he holds his mutter. Why? He holds like Reb Shimon, that dover shenim is kav his mutter. I'm not being mechava now by dragging the chair to make the charitz, I'm being mechava to move the chair, that's all. In fact, Makasha, the habimini is, Eimah, the Yom Reb Shimon, when does Reb Shimon say it's mutter big dovim, big chairs, that you can't carry it, so there we'll make a few to drag it. To layefsha, Mashenki Biktanian by small chairs, Miyomer, did he say it's mutter? He thinks it's possible to pick it up, even according to Reb Shimon, it's better to pick it up. We'll soon see the lach, we don't hold like this. So tomorrow, pli gedula, he dings the chanula. The Yomer Ula, no. Machlekes Biktanim, the whole Machlekes of Reb Shimon of Yehuda is you're allowed to drag small chairs. Avo Bigdolim Divri Hakamutter. He holds, if it's a big chair, it's Yesha to carry it, even if Yehuda is Makel, you're allowed to drag it. Master Reb Yis, for the grace of Akasha, Reb Shimon Oimer, Goyer Oda Mite Kisiv Sassel. This is Reb Yehuda's Shimon Halacha. You're allowed to drag along on the floor on Shabbos a whole bed, a whole chair, and a whole Sassel stool. Oba Vashla is Chavon Lassas Charitz. Abi, you don't have Kavono by dragging it to making a Charitz. And Avada we're talking about where it's not a psikresha. It's not that big that it has to make a Charitz. We're talking about it's possible it won't make the Charitz. It won't make the hole in the ground. So even if it makes the Charitz, still it's mutter. So tomorrow, ketoni gdolim, uktoni ktanim. Reb Shimon says both, the mita and the kisin esaf, so mita is something big, and esaf is something small. And both you see is mata. It's a kurakash no tavayu. It's kash in both of them. You see the machlekes is Reb Shimon and Yehuda, whether it's big or whether it's small. And the Gemara Ula Mataras Atayme. We have Yemi Yerab Mataras Atayme. Ula Mataras Atayme. Mita Dumya the Kisa. You also know we're talking about small things here. What type of a bed? A small bed the size of a chair. We have Yemi Yerab Mataras Atayme. Kisa, what type of a small chair is it? No, Dumya the Mita. We're only talking about something big. That's the Machlekes. Mosiv Rabba. For Rabba Kashra on these two shittas. The din is Moichrei Ksus. Somebody that's selling clothing. The guy is selling suits. Moichran Kedarkin, he's allowed to sell them, means wear them normally. Ubavachla Yiskavin Bechamach Nechamet. The Shalev has Klayim on it. If you have a suit that has Klayim, and still you want to show it off to sell it. So you're allowed to wear it. Ubavachla Yiskavin Bechamet. You shouldn't have Kavonim Bechamach Nechamel, Bechamach Nechashonim. You shouldn't have Kavonim to have a nor from it. Abi, it's Enim Eskavin, it's Mutter to wear it. The Asnuyim, people that are more Snuyim, Mavshilun Bamakal, Liachreim, they don't want to put on this beggar shal shatnis, so they just throw it on top of them. Now, Vohocho, Tiyesh Lemevet Kisnuyim, everybody's allowed to do it like the Snuyim. If you want to wear this suit to show it, he could just throw it on top of you. The Chiktan Domi, that's Domi to a small chair. The Chiloy Mechavin, Shari Reb Shem Lechatchila. Still, we say a normal person is allowed to wear this beggar shal shatnis, Kedarkoi. Since he's not mechavin, it's a churut yufta. The Rabbi Rabba to yufta. It's Rabbi Yirmiya Rabba to yufta. That you see, according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no difference whether it's extra to do it small or only big. Both cases of Shimon holds mutter. Abi yitaini mechavin, yam mechavin to have a nor from the shatnis. Still, it's mutter to wear it. But providing it's not called the psik reishis. It's not vaday. You have to have a nor from it. Like Tosha says. We're talking about a case where it's not a sick race, you're going to have a north from it. We're going to love it, you're wearing other clothing. You're just putting a suit on top of the suit you're wearing to show people. That's mutter. But Abiyah has not a sick race, we hold like payment, Dabba Shainim Skavin is mutter mitchila.
Bottom. Daf Chof Tes on the base on the bottom by the Mishnah.
The Mishnah. Hamechave es haner mifnei shu misyor mifnei hanochrim. It's on Shabbos. You want to put out a fire that's burning, a ner, a lamp that's burning. Mifnei shu misyor mifnei hanochrim. You're afraid the goyim outside will come in and will see it's a shalach from pichuach nefesh. Maybe they'll come to kill you, or else mifnei listen. Or else you're afraid robbers will come inside the house. If they see a light, you're afraid they'll come inside.
Reals mifnei ruach ro, you have a ruach ro, or something bad will happen to you. Mifnei hachoyle sheyushin, you have a choyle that's sleeping. And if your light stays on, it'll wake him up. So you want to put it out. And it's poshkei, it's a choyle sheyesh pro yisakona, is poter. It's mutter to do it on Shabbos, even though it says loshen poter, we'll see in the Gemara it means poter, but it's mutter. You're allowed to do it. So drash mifnei nochrim, kugern pasoyim. Shoho yilehem yoyim chag, they had the goyish yomtiv, shein menichim or el rabbeis avoidus elilim, shalehem. The choyk was you can only leave a lamp on in the avoidus oru. But in your own house, you're not allowed to. So if the goyim will see the lamp on, they may come and kill you. So it's pekuach nefesh, you're allowed to put it out on Shabbos. Uvnei halistim, shelo yiru, they shouldn't see you, the rabbi shouldn't see you. Sheyesh shemodim v'yobi alov, they'll come on you, and it's also pekuach nefesh. Maybe they'll come to kill you. Uvnei ruach ra, habo alov, ukeshein aroya, and nayachlai. If the ruach ra doesn't see you, he won't hurt you. But if he sees you, you're afraid he'll come to hurt you. It's a takona, potas a trash, uvgemor meforos tekula. The moral will explain the whole Mishnah. That Pasha, the Reisha, the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita, that holds the Dover Sheinim, the Melacha, Shein Tzrich Lebufa, is Chayav Olav on Shabbos. So Stamazai putting out the Nair is really called the Melacha, Shein Tzrich Lebufa. You don't need the Gufa, the Melacha, putting out the fire. You just want that the fire shouldn't be here. Rabbi Yehudi still holds it's Chayav on Shabbos. So it's only Mutter in these cases, because Pekuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos. Ma'ashenken, Kichas Al HaNair. You only want to put out the fire because you want to save the nair, you want to save the oil, the lamp. Kechasa, the nair pasha means the wick. Because kechasa la shemen, you want to save the oil. You don't want the oil to burn up. Now you want to put out the fire to save the oil. Whereas kechasa la psila, you want to save the wick. Then chayiv, you put it out for this purpose on Shabbos, you chayiv and isachatis, you do it b'shoyi. So drashi, haner kerizel. Chayev of the Gemara Meforish, or before Chatal and Ner Zakrashi, Sheruya Shem is Kalkal. You see, the Ner is not going so good. The Chatal of Chibra Sapsila, you put out the wick. It's Chayev Zakrashi Gemara Meforish law, why you Chayev? Because the Chur is called the Melacha Shein Tzrich Legufam. You don't need the goof of putting out the fire. We'll see in the Gemara what it means, Melacha Tzrich Legufam. But here you do not need the goof of putting out the fire. Still, the Tanakam is of Yehuda, that holds you Chayev. Rabbi Yosi poita bekulin. Rabbi Yosi holds no yipotim. Plus, Rabbi Yosi shita is like a Shimon shita that a malacha shen tzrich legufa is potter on Shabbos. Therefore, he says all these cases. Anytime you put out a fire on Shabbos, it's only an issur midrabbanan. It's potter bekulin. Chutz, where's the one case that you be chayiv midraisam for putting out a fire? Chutz minapsilam if you put out a wick. When the wick is burning, now when you put out the fire, you're putting out the fire for purpose of making the wick better. That we had before. One man Yom says, Bechlal, you're supposed to burn the wicks before Shabbos. Today, the second time it burns much better. So by putting out the fire of the wick, that's called you making a psila. That's called yenicha with the melech of kibui, because the melech of kibui is making the wick better. Mifnei shuoy sepechem. Because that makes into a good coal that makes it roy to burn a second time. That's called the melacha tzricha gufi. You need the melacha of the kibui. That's the only time you chayiv on Shabbos. Mashenkin stam, you have a lamp burning and you want to save the oil. You don't want the oil to be burnt up. So you decide to put out the fire. That's not called the melacha tzricha gufa. You do not need the guf of the melacha kibui. That's not helping you. It's just that through the kibui you have no more fire, so you're not using up the oil. That's not called melacha tzrich legufa, because Rabbi Yosi yipotim midiraisa. You only chayev by putting out a wick where you're making the wick better. So drashi shuoyse pechem the kivu is there by putting it out. Veheve melacha tzrich legufa kadisa bigmara. That's called a melacha tzrich legufa. You need the guf hamelacha. You need the melacha kibu. Sotigmara. Midik tani seifachay.